The special legislative session is over. A budget deal's been reached, and changes are in store for TOPS, the state's college scholarship program. Vincent Rossmeyer is policy director of the Cohen Institute, which recently released a report on the future of TOPS. He spoke with WWNO's Mallory Falk about two big changes to the program.
So what's happened is there's now been an uncoupling of tuition increases at schools from automatic TOPS increases. So that means that the scholarship that students will receive is going to remain set at the current level unless the legislature decides to increase it, regardless of if tuition increases over time. The other big change is the fact that TOPS is going to be funded at about a 70% level for the coming year, as opposed to the full amount. But the way the legislation is written is that students in the fall semester will receive the full reward, but then in the spring they'll only receive about 40% of the award, which will obviously significantly impact the ability of students to be able to afford college.
Part of the idea behind that more dramatic cut in the spring is that might give students and families time to find money to make up the difference, and also that there's potential for the state to come up with more money, more revenue that could get directed toward TOPS.
Right.
How realistic do either of those seem?
Well, I'm not a state budget expert, and I know there have been various revenue plans that have been put into place, but there does seem to be an element of like just hoping that this situation resolves itself if we just keep postponing the inevitable, which is especially worrisome for students because it is such a significant amount of money that students will have to come up with in the spring. Additionally, it really affects their ability to apply for federal aid and scholarships of all kinds because they don't actually know how much they'll need.
One measure or some measures that had been on the table in this legislative session were to raise the eligibility requirements for TOPS, to require students to earn either a higher ACT score or a grade point average to qualify. And those kind of changes weren't made. Looking at the final changes and what's happened, do you think we're better off than we might have been?
It's hard to say. I definitely think that not putting more restrictive eligibility criteria is beneficial to students. But I do think there are much more progressive ways that we could have changed this program, and hopefully we could possibly change it in the future. If cuts have to be made due to the state's budget crisis, then they should be made in a way that preserves the ability of those students coming from the lowest income families with the least amount of economic resources to be able to continue to access college. And so there are many ways you could do this, from a sliding scale to fully funding students coming from families on the lower economic spectrum first. And that would dramatically save money for the TOPS program over time, rather than just doing what is happening now, which is everyone just takes a cut.
How are high schools and college counselors responding now that we finally have a sense of what funding is going to look like?
Yeah, I think these changes are still very, very new, so we're still seeing how this will affect students in high schools. I think it's still a great unknown for schools, and it places, again, another tremendous burden on schools and counselors and administrators. You know, we hosted an event with high schoolers earlier this year. We just gave them the platform to talk about how important TOPS is to their college aspirations. And one resounding theme of that day was that this has sort of been a promise that has been made. You know, like you have meet the criteria, you work really hard as a high schooler, and as your reward, you're going to be able to get into a college and know that you're not going to completely drain your family's financial resources to be able to do so. And what this has done is it's sort of pulled the rug out from under that. And you don't want to disinvest in your youth, because this isn't just about protecting those students. It's actually about bolstering the entire economy of the state.
Vincent Rossmeyer is policy director of the Cohen Institute. Since this interview was recorded, Governor John Bel Edwards announced that TOPS will be funded at about 95% in the fall rather than at 100%.